Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Hurricane Dorian, well, it is skirting the Florida and Georgia coast today. It was going slow and slow and slow. Now it's moving northward to threaten South and North Carolina, the coast later this week. Maximum sustained winds remain near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. News yesterday was kind of a big deal. Walmart says they're going to discontinue the sale of ammunition for handguns and assault-style weapons, and they're asking customers to refrain from openly carrying firearms in their store, even where state law allows it. They will stop selling short barrel and handgun ammunition after it runs out of its current inventory. They're going to discontinue also handgun sales in Alaska, which is the last state where they do so. They will now focus, they say, on hunting rifles and related ammunition only. Like Walmart, Kroger announced yesterday they're asking their shoppers to leave their guns at home, even if it's legal to carry in the state. A 19-year-old man, and this is just something where it's like absolutely insane when it comes to vaping and trying to avoid that. He is named Kevin in Philadelphia, and he's in a medically induced coma and connected to a heart and lung machine at the hospital after he arrived with damage to his lungs. The CDC recently issued an advisory regarding this mysterious illness believed to be related to vaping. Now, here's his parents talking about this, and if you smoke or vape, I mean, you should listen to this, and if you're a high school kid, check this out.
They know it's vaping, but this is even new to the doctors. They told me outright, you know, we're treating all the things he's had. When he came in, he had like double pneumonia. They treat that with antibiotics. They're treating all the different things, but there's parts they don't even know what's going on.
And that's his mom, who's also a registered nurse. So she's kind of aware of things. She knows what's going on. She's got a little bit of a medical background. And his father also chimes in, too, talking about this.
Horrible every day to see him. Well, I don't know how we can get parents to stop their kids. So I want to tell the kids right out, you're smart kids, just don't do it.
No parent should ever have to see that of their kid. Honest to God, the first time I walked in there right after this whole thing, I thought he was dead. He looked dead.
That's just insane.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people don't realize there's severe respiratory symptoms and things that are happening. I mean, it's just like when cigarettes first came on the scene. They're like, oh, they're fine. They smoked on planes everywhere. Now look, I don't know.
I think in general, I don't care what you smoke. I don't care if you smoke a vape, if you do a cigarette, weed. I think just anything, trust me, it's coming from the guy that's killing himself with food. I understand that. But your body is probably not meant to have a gas or something like that in there, like a smoke. You're not supposed to inhale that, right?
Yes.
I mean, your lungs aren't meant to process that?
And these are teenagers. And mostly people like in their 20s. So just wait, because they don't know, since it's like a new thing, what you're going to face down the road, like 20-25 years.
Are you going to have a talk with Juul Daddy about this? You going to get him off that Juul? Are you going to tell your boyfriend to quit vaping now?
Yeah.
Sorry, Liv was distracted. I didn't realize that. We were talking about this 19-year-old's in the hospital because of vaping. Like, he's got kinds of issues. Does that scare like you about your boyfriend who vapes?
Yeah, it does.
Like, yo, get off that Juul.
Yeah.
Just call him daddy. You kind of already do.
So. I don't know. I'm just not into it.
And the final story today is a picture you definitely want to see. A maid of honor showed up to her sister's wedding in a T-Rex dinosaur costume after the bride told her she could wear whatever she wanted to the wedding. The Nebraska woman in the dinosaur costume was the sister of the bride, and she posted a photo from the wedding showing her towering over everyone because those costumes are gigantic. The bride was apparently cool with her sister's choice of the outfit. She said, quote, "My sister is awesome, and I genuinely was not kidding when I said she could wear whatever she wanted to my big day."
Wow. I was thinking there was going to be a Bridezilla beatdown, but apparently not.
Would you have a problem with that if somebody came to your big day dressed up in a T-Rex costume, or would you just laugh your butt off?
Come all day a T-Rex to the reception, not the
actual ceremony. Your photos, you're looking up like, who the hell dressed up like a T-Rex? That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Mackenzie got a big win yesterday. Will her winning ways continue for Song of the Day? We all hope not.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm just saying. I think Liv and I have the lowest amount of wins. It's always you and producer Porkchop, but he's on vacation.
Right, so our odds are better.
Okay, well, we're going to see who's got the best song. Coming up next in the category are songs about falling in love. I knew I smelled something strange. All right, we'll do that next here on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere.